Living Fiction. Northwestern University, in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company, brings you a radio dramatization of another timeless story, The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane, another in a series of Living Fiction.
I am speaking to you of war, what it does to men, what it did to me. Mine was a civil war, but that doesn't change my story. The warring machine of progress can perfect and advance the implements of destruction, but it cannot change the soul of the soldier. That is a thing of God. To the man at the moment, it makes no difference if he faces a muzzle loader, a musket, or a machine gun. What matters is, he faces death. I had dreamed of battles all my life. A raw lad from a farm, I had envisioned myself in many Homeric struggles. And then war came in my own country. I had burned to enlist several times, but mother always discouraged me, laughed a little. Then one day I took matters into my own hands. Ma, I've enlisted.
Henry, don't you be a fool.
Now, Ma.
Don't talk such nonsense.
Ma, I have enlisted. Ma?
The Lord's will be done, Henry.
The day I stood in the doorway in my new uniform, I saw two tears on my mother's cheeks. Still, I was disappointed. I'd counted on a beautiful scene. Ma said nothing about returning with my shield or on it. She never stopped peeling potatoes as she talked.
You watch out, Henry, and take good care of yourself in this here fighting business. You watch out and take good care of yourself. Don't go thinking you can lick the whole rebel army at the start, because you can't. I know how you are, Henry. I've knit you 8 pair of socks, Henry, and whenever they get holes in them, I want you to send them right away back to me so's I can darn them. And always be careful and choose your company. I don't want you to ever do anything, Henry, that you'd be ashamed to let me know about. Always remember your father, too, child. And remember, he never drunk a drop of liquor in his life, nor swore a cross oath. I don't know what else to tell you, Henry. Except if so be a time comes when you have to be killed. Now, Henry, don't think of anything except what's right. Don't need no shirking on my account, because there's many women has to bear up against such things at times like this. The Lord will take care of us all. I've put a cup of blackberry jam with your bundle, because I know you liked it above all things. Goodbye, Henry. Watch out. Be a good boy.
As I look back from the gate, Ma was still paring potatoes, but her hands seemed to shake a little. On the way to Washington, the regiment was fed and hailed at station after station until I was convinced I must be a hero.
Here they come.
Boys.
Here they come.
Oh, wonderful boys.
You'll show those fellows a thing or two.
Sandwiches. I just made them fresh myself.
Come home safe, boys. We'll be waiting.
Why, Cracky, I wish I was young enough to fight again.
Well, this is your army, boys.
Magnolia.
And there was a dark-haired girl with the tiniest waist I've ever seen. She took a pink ribbon from her hair and tossed it to me.
I'll want that back someday, so see you take good care of it now.
Thank you, miss. I'll try. I felt grown within me the strength to do mighty deeds of arms. As Then there came the months of monotonous life in a camp. Since coming to the field, my regiment had done little but sit still and try to keep warm. But as the landscape changed from brown to green, the army awakened and began to tremble with eagerness at the noise of rumors.
Hey, listen.
What's up, Jim?
The army's going to move.
Oh, what are you talking about?
We're going to move tomorrow, sure. We're going to way up river, cut across and come in round behind them.
You really think so, Jim?
I know so, Henry.
How do you know it is?
Well, you can believe me or not, just as you like. I don't care a hang.
Oh, it's a lie. That's all it is, a thundering lie. I don't believe the darned old army's ever going to move. I've got ready to move 8 times in the last 2 weeks. And we ain't moved yet.
That's all right, Wilson. You can believe me or not, just as you like. All you got to do is sit down and wait as quiet as you can. Then pretty soon you'll find out I was right.
Well, you don't know everything in the world, do you?
I didn't say I knew everything in the world.
Gonna be a battle, sure. Is that, Jim?
That's what I've been telling you, Henry. Of course there is. You just wait till tomorrow, and you'll see one of the biggest battles ever was. You just wait.
Thunder.
Oh, you'll see fighting this time, my boy. What'll be regular out-and-out fighting.
Well, it could be the story will turn out just like the others did.
Not much it won't. Not much it won't. Didn't the cavalry all start out this morning?
That's so.
They say there ain't hardly any cavalry left in town. They're going to Richmond or someplace while we fight all the Johnnies. It's some dodge like that. The regiment's got orders, too. A fellow what's seen him go up to headquarters told me a little while ago. And they're raising blazes all over the camp. Anybody can see that, eh, Henry?
I didn't answer, Jim. I'm suddenly busy with my own thoughts. On tomorrow, perhaps there would be a battle and I would be in it. At that moment, it appeared to me that in a battle, I might run. I was forced to admit that as far as war was concerned, I knew nothing of myself. I was an unknown quantity with, perhaps, certain qualities which would everlastingly disgrace me. A little panic fear grew in my mind. Jim.
What, Henry?
How do you think the regiment will do?
Oh, they'll fight all right, I guess, after they once get into it. There's been heaps of fun poked at us because we're new and all that. But we'll fight all right, I guess.
You think that any of the boys will run?
Oh, there may be a few of them run. But there's always them kind in every regiment, especially when they first goes under fire. But I think they'll fight better than some, if worse than others. You know, they call the regiment fresh fish and everything. But the boys come of good stock, and most of them will fight like sin after they once get shooting.
Did you ever think you might run yourself, Jim?
Well, tell you, I thought it might get too hot for Jim Conklin in some of them scrimmages. And if a whole lot of the boys started and run, why, I suppose I'd start to run. And if I once started to run, I'd run like the devil, and no mistake. But if everybody was a-standing and a-fighting, why, I'd stand and fight, too. By Jiminy, I would. I'll bet on it.
The sun rays struck full and mellowingly upon the earth the next morning. Our regiment had formed 2 long black columns which disappeared on the brow of a hill in front and rearward vanished into a wood.
Yep. By dinner time tomorrow, I aim to eat them ribs alive.
Yep, that's so, Jim. Be careful they don't eat you fast for breakfast.
Many of the men laughed and joked as we marched. I couldn't join them. When we made camp for the night, I sought out Wilson.
Why, hello, Henry. Is it you? What are you doing?
Thinking.
Sit down.
Thanks.
You're getting blue, my boy. You're looking thundering peaked. What the dickens is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Well, don't fret. We've got him now. At last, by the eternal thunders, we'll lick him good.
Well, Jim Conklin says we'll get plenty of fighting this time.
He's right for once, I guess. This time we're in for a big battle, and we've got the best end of it, certain sure. Gee, Rod, how we'll thump
it. You're going to do great things, I suppose.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I suppose I'll do as well as the rest. I'm going to try like thunder.
How do you know you won't run when the time comes?
Run? Run? Of course
not. Well, lots of good enough thought they were going to do great things before the fight, but when the time came, they skedaddled.
Oh, that's all true, I suppose. But I'm not going to skedaddle. The man that bets on my running will lose his money, that's all. You'll find out, Henry.
Yeah? I reckon I will. then on a gray dawn, I found myself running down a wood road. One by one, regiments burst into view like armed men just born of the earth. I knew the time had come. I looked about me. It'd be impossible to escape from the regiment. I was in a moving box. It occurred to me that I never wished to come to war. I was dragged by the merciless government. Now they were taking me out to be slaughtered. We're all going to be sacrificed, killed like pigs. None of the men saw it but me. I wanted to warn them. They were going to look at war. The red animal. War. The blood-swollen god.
Hey, you.
What?
Come on. Close up the ranks, sir. You're lagging behind.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coldness swept over my back. My trousers felt strange to my legs. I was alone in space.
Give them cover, guys.
Lord, Saunders' men got crushed. They're coming at us now.
They're coming now.
Be sure you got your guns safe.
Here they come.
Lord,
here they come. Stop
them. Colonel.
Yes, General. You've got to hold them back. You've got to hold them back.
All right, General. We'll do our best, General.
Oh, we're in for it now.
Reserve your fire, boys. Don't shoot till I tell you. Save your fire. All right. Wait till they get close up. Don't be fools.
Look how many of them there is.
I didn't come here to fight the whole rebel.
Why can't they do it?
Fire! Start firing! Fire, you fools! Sick men, reload! Fire at will!
Come on,
men! Give it to them, men! They're still coming! They're still coming!
The men dropped here and there like bundles. Till he twisted in fantastic contortions. Level sheets of flame developed great clouds of smoke that tumbled and tossed near the ground for a minute and then rolled through the ranks as though through a gate. My neck began to quiver. The muscles in my arms felt numb. My hands seemed large and awkward as if I was wearing invisible gloves. The boy to my left, whom I thought full of courage, suddenly threw down his gun and ran like a rabbit.
We can't hold him!
Then I saw a few others were running. They were the ones with tents. It was a trap. I wasn't meant to die. I had to save myself. I swung about and began to run. I lost my rifle, my cap. My canteen beat wild against my hip. I ran like a blind man. A blind man in the race with death. Like a schoolboy in a game. Another sang as he marched.
Sing the song of victory, a pocket full of bullets.
Another had the gray seal of death already upon his face. His hands were bloody from where he had pressed them upon his wound. As he walked, he seemed always looking for a place, like one who goes to choose a grave. Others tried to help him, and something in his gesture as he waved the men away made me start as if bitten.
Jim Conklin!
Hello, Henry.
Oh, Jim.
Where you been, Henry? I thought maybe you got keeled over. There's been thunder to pay today. I was worrying about it a good deal.
Jim.
You know, I was out there. Lord, what a circus. And for Jiminy, I got shot. Yes, but Jiminy, I got shot. I'll tell you what I'm afraid of, Henry. Afraid I'll fall down. And then, you know, them darned artillery wagons, they'll like as not run over me. That's what I'm afraid of.
I'll take care of you, Jim. I'll take care of you, I swear I will.
Will you, Henry? I was always a good friend to you, weren't I, Henry? I've always been a pretty good fella, ain't I? And it ain't much to ask, is it? Just to pull me out of the road? I'd do it for you, wouldn't I, Henry?
Yeah, of course, Jim. Just lean on me. I'll take care of you. Jim, don't walk away from me. Jim!
No. Leave me be.
Jim,
Hey, you better take him out of the road, partner. There's a battery coming hell of a hoop down the road. He'll get runned over. He's a goner anyhow. You can see that. Where the blazes did he get his strength from?
Lord knows. One minute he was begging me to help, and now he won't let me. One minute he was begging me to help, and now he won't let me. Jim! Jim, come with me!
Huh? Oh, into the fields.
Jim, what you do this way? You hurt yourself.
No, that's me. Leave me be.
Where are you going? Jim, won't you tell me?
Leave me, can't you? Leave me be for a minute.
He acts like he's got to get somewhere as important. In a hurry.
Look, he's stopped now. Jim! Now, Jim!
This is the place he was after. You can see it in his eyes.
Jim! Jim!
Leave me be. Don't touch me. Leave me be.
Well, he's gone now, that's for sure. It's a regular Jim Dandy for nerve, wasn't he? Never saw a man do like that before. Funny thing. Regular Jim Dandy. Well, we better be moving on, partner. I ain't enjoying any great health myself these days.
Good Lord, you're not going... Not you, too!
There he die. All I want is some pea soup and a good bed. Just some pea soup. Pretty good fight, though, wasn't it? Darn me if I ever see fellas fight so. You can't lick them boys. No, sir, they're fighters, they be. Where'd you get hit, partner? I say, where'd you... Hey, partner, what you running away for?
I was running away from my own shame, but it clung to me. I became suddenly envious of the wounded soldiers. I wished that I, too, had a wound, a red badge of courage. My past dreams of glory returned to torture me. A certain moth-like quality kept me in the vicinity of the battle. I had to see, to get news, to know who was winning. As I neared the smoke of battle, I saw dark waves of men come sweeping out of the woods and down through the field and charged like terrified buffaloes. I knew this fight was lost, and I was horror-struck. I for once forgot my own battle against the universe. I ran to the men, desperate to know what had happened. I grabbed one of them by the arm. Hey, you, listen.
Let me go.
I gotta know what happened.
Tell me
what happened,
let
that's all.
Go.
I'm a Yank. I'm on your side. Tell me.
I'll kill you.
What happened? I gotta know.
All right, then.
Hey, watch out. Don't swing that rifle like that.
Who goes there?
Hello, Wilson. You here?
Henry. Is that you, Henry?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, old boy. My ginger, I'm glad to see you. I give you up for a goner.
What'd you think had happened to me?
I thought you was dead, sure enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had an awful time. I've been all over. Way over on the right. Terrible fighting over there. Had an awful time. I got separated from my regiment. I got shot in the head. I don't see how I could have gotten separated from the regiment.
What? Got shot? Why didn't you say so first? Poor old boy, we got to take care of that. Come along.
I don't know how I got separated from the regiment. It's terrible over there on the right.
Your head must hurt like thunder.
Yeah, it hurts. That's a good deal.
Well, I'm going to take care of you now. Sit down here near the firelight. Let's have a look at your old head. Ah, here we are. Just as I thought, you've been grazed by a ball. It's raised a queer lump, just as if some fella had lammed you over the head with the butt of
no,
his rifle. Most about it is that in the morning you'll feel that a number 10 hat wouldn't fit you. And your head will be all head up and feel as dry as burnt pork. But it's just a darn good belt on the head and nothing more. I'll just wash off the place a bit and then tie it up. You don't holler nor say nothing. I know I'm a blacksmith at taking care of sick folks and you never squeak. You're a good one, Henry. You've got some gumption.
Jim Conklin's dead.
What? Is he? Jim Conklin?
Yeah, he's dead. Shot in the side.
Oh, you don't say so. Jim Conklin, poor cuss. Well, how's that feel now, Henry?
All right.
Well, come now. I got to see you get a good night's rest. Here now. Lay down. These blankets will make you rest like a baby.
Hold on a minute. Where are you going to sleep?
Right down there by you.
Well, hold on a minute. What are you going to sleep in?
Oh,
I got you.
Shut up and get to sleep. Don't be making a darn fool of yourself.
All right, Wilson. Wilson?
Huh?
You reckon we'll fight again tomorrow?
Reckon? But ain't you had enough for a spell?
I gotta fight again. Space, the troops were at last halted. Lines were faced toward the pursuing bark of the enemy's infantry. The woods began to crackle as if a fire.
I was willing to bet they'd attack as soon as the sun got fairly up.
They're chasing us in. Better watch out, by Cracky. Can't stand too much.
Yeah, if they keep on a chasing, they'll all drive us into the river.
The day before, I fought the world. This day I had but a wild hate for the relentless foe. I lost sense of everything but that hate. My desire to smash into a pulp the glittering smile of victory I could feel on the faces of my enemy. Flames hit. The hot smoke boiled my skin. My rifle barrel grew so hot I could scarcely hold it, yet I kept on stuffing it with cartridges and pounding them with a clanking, bending ramrod. I was so engrossed in my solitary fight I wasn't aware of a lull.
You infernal fool, don't you know enough to quit when there ain't anything to shoot at?
Huh?
Lordy.
Yeah.
Hot work, boy, hot work.
Are you all right, Henry? You feel all right? There ain't nothing the matter with you, is there, Henry?
No, I'm all right.
Of course there's nothing wrong with him. He's just a firecracker, that's all. By heavens, if I had 10,000 wildcats like you, Fleming, I'd tear the stomach out of this war in less than a week.
I pondered to myself. I fought like a beast, like a pagan who defends his religion. It was wild, in some ways easy. I'd been a tremendous figure, no doubt. I was now what I would have called a hero. And yet I had not been aware of the process. I slept, and awakening, found myself a knight. The men continued their excited yells.
By thunder, I bet this army will never see a new regiment like us.
A dog and a woman and a walnut tree. The more you beat them, the better they be.
Like us.
Lots of pile of them, and they did. And if an old woman swept up the woods, she'd get a dustpan full.
Yeah, and if she'll come around again in about an hour, she'll get a pile more, too.
I'm looking for a good battle.
The enemy's pouring over there.
And I left the regiment to get some water. Looking down the aisle of a grove, we saw the general ride up to another office. Wilson and I made a little show walking on, but we lingered near in a desire to overhear the conversation.
The enemy's forming over there for another charge.
Yes, General.
It'll be directed against Whiteside, and I fear they'll break through there unless we work like thunder to stop them.
It'll be the devil to pay stopping them, General.
I presume so. What troops can you spare?
Well, sir, I had to order in the 12th to help the 76th, and I haven't really got any. But there's the 304th.
Us, Henry?
Yeah. They fight like a lot of mule drivers. I can spare them best of any.
Get them ready, then. I'll watch for developments from here and send you word when to start them. It'll happen in about 5 minutes.
Yes, sir.
I don't believe many of your mule drivers will get back.
I know, sir.
You hear what he said, Wilson?
He said, wouldn't many of us get back?
He called us mule drivers. Well, I may fight like a mule driver, Wilson, but I don't intend to die like one.
Me neither, Henry.
You fools! Come on! We can't stay here. We've got to charge!
Charge!
This ground is too exposed. We'll all get killed if we stay here. I ought to get across that line.
Across there?
Certainly. We've got to go forward. We can't stay here.
Well, come on yourself, then!
Come on!
Come on, Wilson! Come on!
You go! Throw the charge!
It was like a handful of men splattered into the faces of the enemy. The obedient flag bent its glittering form and swept with us. As I hurled myself forward, there was born in me a love, a despairing fondness for that flag. It was a creation of beauty and invulnerability. It was a woman, red and white, hating and loving, that called with the voice of my hopes. In the mad scramble, I saw the color sergeant flinch suddenly. Hey, the flag bearer's been hit.
He's dead.
I'll carry it.
No, let me
carry
it.
Give it to me, Wilson.
You were hurt yesterday, Henry. You ain't too strong.
Get away. I'll carry it, I tell you.
All right. We're all going to be killed anyway.
Shut up, you fool.
Shoot into him.
Sergeant!
Lord, we're only a handful.
Look at Henry. He's way up in front with a color.
Come on! Enemy's flag, Wilson. I'm gonna get it.
You ain't even got a gun no more.
Well, neither is he.
Henry! All right, you fool. I'll help you.
Just over this fence. Come on, he sees us coming after him, Wilson.
We got your rep. Surrender that flag.
You see a broad take a yank?
All right, then get him, Henry.
We got it! We got the enemy's flag, Wilson. I told you we'd do it!
By golly, it is. Sure lost lots of men.
We did, all right.
If a man should come up and ask me, I'd say we got a darn good licking. Still and all, we're one. Didn't I tell you we'd come around in behind them? Didn't I? What's the matter, Henry?
Nothing.
You shouldn't feel sad or bad or nothing. You was a real Jim Dandy, Henry. You was a real hero.
Oh, shut your mouth, Wilson. Found that I could look back upon the brass and bombast of my earlier gospels and see them truly. I discovered I could now despise them. With the conviction came a store of assurance, a quiet manhood. I'd been to touch the great death and found, after all, it was but the great death. It came to pass that as I trudged in the place of blood and wrath, my soul changed. Scars faded as flowers. I'd rid myself of the red sickness of battle. The sultry nightmare was in the past. I turn now with a lover's thirst to images of tranquil skies, fresh meadows, cool brooks, an existence of soft and eternal peace. Over the river, a golden ray of sun came through the hosts of leaden rain clouds.
The Red Badge of Courage by Stephen Crane is another in a series of living fiction, presented each week by Northwestern University in cooperation with the National Broadcasting Company. Red Badge of Courage was adapted for radio by Agnes Eckhart. The cast and directors were students of Northwestern University. Henry Fleming was played by Fred Posner. Jim Conklin, Bill Wilson. Wilson by Lee Morgan. Ma Fleming by Vivian Newberg. Also in the cast were Sue Goldberg, Ace Gamble, Joe Gillis, Dave Carlson, and Don Bowman. The assistant director was Bob Deers. The director was Chuck Cooper. The entire production was under the supervision of Howard Keegan. This is Jim Hamilton speaking. This is the NBC Radio Network.